FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A youth group in Chatsworth has voiced its disappointment at bail being granted to a local pastor accused of rape. A 31-year-old charged with assaulting a 14-year-old girl was released on 5,000 rand bail on Monday. Cell phones and laptops were seized from the man's home during his arrest last month. Previn Verdon from the Nelson Mandela Youth Centre says they're concerned about the victim.
Sexual assault and exploitation of minors are, of course, crimes that have no place in our society. We believe that our justice system will ensure that a fair and thorough investigation into these allegations take place and that the rights and well-being of the victims are prioritized through this legal process. I also believe that the South African law is quite clear on the protection of minors from such acts.
With South Africans heading to the polls in just over a month's time, some people in KZN are convinced there's a hidden agenda behind the suspension of load shedding. It's been more than 3 weeks since we experienced the rolling blackouts. Eskom says it's mainly thanks to an improvement in generation capacity. But these residents in KZN aren't convinced about Eskom's long-term solutions to end the power cuts.
It's crazy that only now, like close to elections, this is what they're showing. It's giving, hey, vote for us, and this is what's going to happen all the time. No load shedding. And then as soon as the elections are over, it's stage 20.
I'm not convinced. If they're thinking that we're going to fall for the campaigning stunt for elections, oh, shame. Bahambe wrong.
Load shedding is like Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter. It must be like he who must not be named. You mustn't say the name because then it will return to full power.
A legal expert has weighed in on the Constitutional Court's request to Jacob Zuma and the Umkhonto we Sizwe party to file opposing affidavits by the end of the day. It's in connection with an appeal by the IEC over the former president's MK candidacy. Zuma was initially disqualified by the IEC to run for public office due to his 15-month prison sentence in 2021. The Electoral Court later gave Zuma the green light. Legal expert Sunil Singh says the IEC's decision to appeal the ruling is based on Section 47 of the Constitution, which doesn't allow a candidate to be elected to parliament or legislature if they've been convicted and sentenced without the option of a fine.
The provisions of the law make it quite clear that he is in breach or in contravention of Section 47E. Now, what 47E further states is that if the period of 5 years has expired since his sentence has been completed, he may be eligible for standing for election. But unfortunately, the 5 years have not expired.
And scientists think that as our climate warms, more than half the world's population will be at risk of catching diseases spread by mosquitoes by the end of the century. Experts in Spain say cases of malaria and dengue fever could spread into parts of northern Europe and other regions in the next few decades. They believe that within the next few years, the conditions will become ideal breeding grounds for swarms of the infected insects. This is due to the resurgence of malaria in many countries. The study was carried out by the Catalan Institution for Research and Advanced Studies. Back home, a high of 25 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg today. Richards Bay going up to 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Man City without Erling Haaland for tonight's Premier League clash with Brighton. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins welcome the Warriors to King's Meet tonight in the CSA T20 Challenge second semi-final. And if you missed it earlier, tears for Liverpool fans as Everton win the Merseyside derby.